إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Verily the praise belongs to Allah, we praise Him, seek His assistance and forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil consequences of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray, and whoever Allah leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that he has no partners or associates, and I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. This evening, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, this is our fourth session, discussion concerning the topic of encouragement to working towards the unity of the Muslims. And yani the dispraise and rejection and repudiation of splitting and differing. And we're reading from the book Al-Haf ala Ijtima Kalimat al-Muslimin wa Dham al-Tafarruq wal-Ikhtilaf by Shaykh al-Allama Abdurrahman ibn Nasir al-Sa'adi rahimahullah. This evening our topic is pretty much the core of this risala, and the heart of it, and the main reason for which it was written. And we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give all of us the tawfiq to accept what the Shaykh is advising with and reminding us of and informing us about, and to take it to heart sincerely, and to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also to give us the ability to act upon it, to change whatever direction we are upon, and to get ourselves on track in compliance with this tremendous, magnificent, important command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that being التمسق اعتصام بحبل الله جميعا, holding fast, adhering to and sticking to the rope of Allah, that is the deen of Allah, and uniting and gathering together, joining with one another upon the rope of Allah, upon the deen of Allah, upon the Qur'an and the Sunnah. Before we look at the topic for tonight, we want to quickly look at some of the points that we mentioned last week from questionnaire study guide number 3. The first question being, what did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say to those who consulted him about killing the hypocrites? What did he say to them and why? Explain. Abu Bakr. نعم لا يتحدث الناس أن محمدا يقتل أصحابه. What is the meaning of this? نعم, so that he doesn't want the people to be saying this, to be talking about this, that the Prophet, that he, the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, is killing his own companions. Somebody tell us why. Why is this that he is saying this? نعم Mustafa. Why he doesn't want the people to be saying this?
Because it would leave the door open for people to come to his land, and people
are, because he wants to leave the door open for people to come to Islam, now.
And people are going to run away from Islam.
Okay, and so that people will not run away from Islam. Right. Yani, so as not to, yani, cause people to have an aversion for Islam, now. To, yani, yani, so that it would not be something that would cause people to run away. Rather, and keep the door open to attract the hearts of the people who haven't yet entered Islam, and even those who have entered for the wrong reasons, so that they may actually accept and surrender. Now, the second question, memorize the advice given by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to those whom he sent to propagate Islam and teach the Sharia. Now, Abu Jamil. بشروا ولا تنفروا ويسروا ولا تعسروا وتطاوعوا ولا تختلفوا. نعم. Meaning give glad tidings and do not cause the people to run away. نعم. Make it easy for the people and do not make it hard. Do not make it difficult on the people. نعم. تطاوعوا يعني be in agreement with one another. نعم.
And do not cause
نعم separation or differing. نعم. This is a tremendous hadith in and of itself that requires a full discussion. At least reflect on the words on the surface of their meanings and the importance of this instruction from the Prophet ﷺ to those he sent to propagate Islam. That means every Muslim يعني who is making any effort, whether directly or indirectly, orally or by whatever means, to convey the message of Islam and to call people to Islam, this is an instruction for every one of us. It's an instruction for every one of us. Give good news to the people. Don't run them away. Make it easy. Yani, meaning, don't change the law of Allah, but like, yani, be easy with the people and the way you deliver it to them, and don't make difficulty for the people. Question number 3, discuss the meaning understood from the hadith, do not differ or else your hearts will differ, reported by Al-Imam Muslim. Ahmed.
The meaning of the hadith is that the Prophet ﷺ informed us that ikhtilaf al-wahid, the open ikhtilaf between the people, it is the means of making ikhtilaf al-batil.
Yani, open ikhtilaf, yani in the things that we do openly, يعني is a means or cause of there being اختلاف or difference يعني inside. يعني the outward acts that we do, if we differ with one another in them, like in the salah, instead of people praying together uniformly, that people differ amongst themselves and doing different things in the salah, this outward differing causes the hearts to differ and to separate. It affects the hearts. نعم. And this is also a tremendous principle that we need to reflect upon. Watch our behavior and our speech and the things that we do openly, because this affects yani what happens inside. Question number 4, complete the hadith. Indeed, those who came before you were destroyed because of what? Yani al-Bukhari and Muslim. Abdullah. نعم إنما أهلك الذين من قبلكم كثرة مسائلهم واختلافهم على أنبيائهم. Meaning نعم that verily indeed the very thing that أهلك الذين من قبل that destroyed those before you. يعني the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is telling us how the people before us were destroyed. It was كثرت مسائلهم, يعني too many questions, questions that are not proper questions, that are not in order, that are not يعني needed. يعني asking about that which we don't know is proper and correct. يعني rather it's obligatory to ask about that which you don't know. But the questioning that actually just is for the purpose of disputing and differing and causing confusion, this is the thing that we are warned against, that this caused destruction of the people before them. يعني كثرت مسائلهم واختلافهم, and then differing, and then they're asking a lot of questions for the purpose of what? Of causing disruption, and then differing with their prophets. These are dangerous affairs. Question number 5, memorize a hadith indicating the obligation of hearing and obeying the Muslim ruler except in ma'asiyah. Naam, Abu Bakr.
قال على المرء المسلم السمع والطاعة فيما أحب وكره إلا أن يؤمر بمعصية فإن أمر بمعصية فلا سمع ولا طاعة وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم.
أحسنت ما شاء الله. حديث الإمام مسلم in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Yani ala al-mar'i al-Muslim." Yani it is obligatory upon the Muslim person. Yani ala al-mar'i al-Muslim, naam. It means not just men, also women. It is obligatory upon the Muslim person. Yani as-sam' wa ta'a, hearing and obeying. Yani meaning to the rulers, hearing and obeying. In that which you love or like and that which you dislike. Yani if they command with that which you like or that which you dislike. Yani it's incumbent, hearing and obeying those in authority. Except in disobedience. Except in ma'asiyah, in disobedience. In that case, if you're commanded with disobedience, فَلَا سَمْعَ وَلَا طَعَى, then there's no hearing and obeying. And this is a critical yani issue. Yani, and we mentioned last week in passing that the unity of the Muslims, yani the people coming together and uniting as a jama'ah, as a ummah, require that there be yani rulers over the Muslims, those in charge of the affairs of the Muslims, and they must be obeyed. Yani there will be no unity of the Muslims without obedience to those in authority. And these two principles came back to back in Al-Usul al-Sitta, or Sittatul Usul by Imam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, where he mentioned first and foremost the first principle, At-Tawheed, and the voiding of shirk, and the second principle, unity of the Muslims. Yani Al-Ittisam bihablillahi jami'an. And then yani obedience, hearing and obeying those in authority. Any other hadith? Somebody memorize another hadith from those hadith that the Shaykh mentioned. Five. He mentioned several hadith, and that is the core meaning is there. Question number 6. Mention a dalil which shows how the Prophet ﷺ would sometimes abandon that which was better and more perfect, and instead do that which was less than it, in consideration of the hearts of the people. In consideration of the hearts of the people. Naam, Nazir, Nazirudin. From Aisha radiallahu anha.
Is that verily I would have destroyed your people?
Naam.
They have some type of jahiliya with them.
Naam. Lawla anna qawmik.
Your people, I would destroy the Kaaba.
Naam.
The Kaaba, but your people have some jahiliya with them.
Naam. If not for that, if it wasn't for the fact that your people, he means the Quraysh. He's talking to Aisha, he means the Quraysh. If it wasn't for that, not for the fact that they had recently come from jahiliya. Hadithu. Ahadin Jahiliyyah. They were recently came from Jahiliyyah. They were new in Islam. If it were not for that, he said he would have what? Destroyed the Kaaba. And rebuilt it? Upon the Qawaid of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And this is a clear indication the magnitude and the importance of rebuilding the Kaaba upon its proper foundations, yet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left it in consideration of the effect that it will have on the hearts of the people. And sometimes we speak and we act without considering the effect of our speech and our actions, how the harm and the damage, without considering the maslaha and the mafsada, yani the benefit and the harm. And today we're going to talk about this in detail. And the 7th question, explain what is meant by striving to unite the Muslims and removing their differences. Yani making effort to unite the Muslims and to remove their differences. That this is from Furud al-Ayan. That is from Furud al-Ayan. What is meant by this, Musa?
The Sheikh said that this is obligatory
upon each and every person of the Muslim Ummah.
Yeah, be it scholar.
The scholars?
Scholars and the leaders.
The leaders?
And
the awam, and the common people. Naam, that furud al-ayan, it means fard ayn, that which is obligatory upon every individual member of the Ummah. Whether from the scholars or the rulers or the common people. It's obligatory upon everyone. And this is very, very important, yani, that we understand that this principle that we are talking about here, that is yani, holding fast to the deen of Allah, to the rope of Allah, uniting upon it, gathering together upon it. That this is something, yani, striving for it, implementing it, complying with it, and calling to it, and working for the establishment of this principle is obligatory on every individual Muslim. The last question mentioned the author's closing statement, which shows the importance of this principle and its relationship to one's iman. And its relationship to one's iman. Naam, in the back. Salih. Yeah, Salih, naam. That a person's iman is not complete or perfect, huh? Without implementing, applying, complying with this principle. Without complying with this principle. What else did he say? نعم. فَتَجِبُ. It is obligatory then to give consideration to this. عِلْمًا وَعَمَلًا, meaning to know, to have knowledge of this affair and to act upon it. To have knowledge of this affair and act upon it. Because how can a person act upon that which they don't know? So it's incumbent upon us to learn this matter and to understand it thoroughly, with its proofs and evidences. With its proofs and evidences, and then to act upon it. Now, and he also went on to say, now, now, so he said that the reason for this, the importance of this matter, that a person's iman is not incomplete and perfect without it, is because of the masali, the benefits, dunyawi, dini wa dunyawi, yani in the worldly affairs and in the religious affairs, because of the benefits that it contains. It is for this reason, and because neglecting it, because of the harms in our deen and in our dunya that it contains, the neglecting of it. And for this reason, he said that these two chapters that follow, he has written them. He has resolved to write these two chapters. Yani, the harms of disputing and differing and separating, and the benefits of uniting and being in agreement and in harmony. Yani, upon the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, upon yani the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay, so yani today, yani we want to enter into these two chapters. Hopefully we can finish both of them in whatever time we have between now and yani after the adhan until the iqamah. The shaykh begins this chapter, faslun. Yani in the Arabic book it's on page 22. What page is it in the English? 23. In Arabic is 22, in English is 23. Faslun fi ba'd mafasid al-ikhtilaf wa tanazu' wa tabaghud wa tahajur wa madarriha. Yani, this is a chapter dealing with what? Some of the mafasid, some of the evils and harms and corruption that comes from ikhtilaf, differing, and tanazu', disputing and arguing and quarreling, and tabaghud, mutually hating one another, having hatred. Yani, Muslims having hatred for one another. Wa tahajur, and boycotting one another. Wa madarriha, and its yani harms. Yani, the evils and the harms that come from some of them, the Shaykh is saying. Yani, he briefly runs through some points. Some of them major points, and some of them yani subsidiary points of the harms and dangers and yani evils of differing and disputing and mutually hating one another and boycotting one another. And he begins by saying, لَا يَسْتَرِيبُ عَاقِلٌ أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَبَارَكُ وَتَعَالَى لَمْ يَنْهَنَا عَنْ أَمْرٍ مِنَ الْأُمُورِ إِلَّا وَفِيهِ مِنَ الْمَفَاسِدِ الْعَامَ وَالْخَاسَ مَا أَوْجَبَتْهُ حِكْمَتُهُ رَحْمَتُهُ. Yani, there's no aqil, sane person who has intellect, who doubts. There's no sane person who doubts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has yani prohibited us from any affair, in any matter, that He has prohibited anything, except that the reason why He has prohibited it is due to what it is inside of it, what it entails, what it brings about of general, yani al-mafasid al-ama, general harms and evils, and al-khasa, and specific harms and evils, meaning that any affair that Allah has prohibited, it's because that there's some general evil or harm that comes from it, generally, a general harm, and there's also specific harms and evil that it contains. There's no sane person that doubts that everything that Allah has prohibited is for this reason, because of the evil and the corruption and the harm, general and specific, that it contains, which necessitates أَوْجَبَتُ حِكْمَتُهُ رَحْمَتُهُ. Yani, the wisdom of Allah and the rahmah of Allah, the mercy of Allah, necessitates, requires that He prohibit these things. Yani, it's Allah's hikmah that necessitates that these things be prohibited due to the evil and the harm and the corruption that they contain. It is the rahmah of Allah, the mercy of Allah, that necessitates that He prohibit these things. That's out of Allah's mercy. Had He not prohibited them, then the people would have engaged in them and destroyed themselves. فأول المدار التشاهن والتباغض واختلاف إضاعة هذا الأصل العظيم ومعصيته الله ورسوله. يعني so the first and the foremost, the greatest of the harms of quarreling and disputing and mutually hating one another and differing with one another, the first and the foremost of the harms that come from it is the neglecting إضاعة هذا العصر العظيم ومعصية الله ورسوله. يعني that a person neglects this magnificent principle, fundamental, يعني holding fast to the deen of Allah, يعني holding fast, uniting with one another, joining together based upon the deen of Allah, that we would have neglected this. This is the first harm, the neglect of this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that which it entails of disobedience to Allah and His Messenger. That it entails disobedience to Allah and His Messenger. That is the neglect of this divine command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the neglect of this divine command and the disobedience of Allah and His Messenger, he says, is al-mujib lil-iqab wa hirman al-thawab wa niqsan al-iman wa husul al-hasra wa khusran wa ihmal ma dallat alayhi al-ayat al-Qur'aniyya wal-hadith al-nabawiyya. Yani that this neglect of this principle, yani that we have neglected it, we have not fulfilled this command, and the disobedience of Allah and His Messenger in neglecting it, it necessitates, it is al-mujib, it makes obligatory, it necessitates the iqab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It necessitates it, that if we neglect this and we disobey Allah and His Messenger in this matter, that there is punishment guaranteed. Wuhirman al-thawab, and that we deprive ourselves the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had we complied with it. Wa nuqsan al-iman, and it is a cause guaranteed of defect and decrease in a person's iman. That's sufficient if there was no more to it than that. That we will be guaranteed Allah's punishment and we will be deprived of His reward and we will have a decrease or defect in our iman. And in addition to that, husul al-hasra, yani that there will be remorse, regret, and al-khusran, and loss. Loss, yani L-O-S-S, like innal insana lafi khusr. And indeed, man is in loss. Whoever doesn't have these four characteristics that Allah mentions in Surah Al-Asr. That these are some of the harms that come from, yani, arguing and disputing and differing. That we fall into the neglect of this divine principle and disobedience to Allah that necessitates punishment and being deprived of the reward of Allah and defect in our iman and remorse and regret and loss and the making dysfunctional or inoperative ihmal, yani all that the ayat of the Quran and the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ have pointed to. Yani they become inoperative, meaning that yani they are dysfunctional, they are not working, they are not yani being applied. And likewise, وَمِنْهَا, and from the harms and the evils and the corruption that come from yani differing and disputing and mutual hatred and boycotting one another, مِنْهَا مَا يَتَرَتَّبْ عَلَيْهَا مِنَ الْإِقْتِتَالِ وَالْإِخْتِصَامِ وَالْمُوَالَةِ وَالْمُعَادَاتِ الَّتِي تَجْعَلْ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فِرَقًا كل فريق يريد نصرة قوله بحق أو بباطل. And also from the harms and the evils and the corruption that comes from differing and disputing and boycotting one another is that which it results in of fighting, اختتال والاختصام, and arguing, disputing disputes, and the موالات and the معادات, the allegiances and the enmity that caused the Muslims to become sects, firaq, to become sects. Instead of being a ummah and a jama'ah, then they will be sects and parties. Each one, kullu fariqin yuridu nusrat qawlihi bihaqqin aw batil. Every single sect only wants to support their view, their position, their stance, with truth or with falsehood. Has anybody seen this?
No.
Huh? Sex, firaq. Every fariq merely wants to support its position. with truth or with falsehood. Doesn't matter. If we're not right, we'll get some falsehood to support us. This is from the dangers and the harms and the corruption and the evil of differing and disputing and boycotting and separating and mutual hatred of one another. It caused people to become sects, where every party just wants to support their group. فَيَحْصُلْ بِذَلِكَ And then as a result of this, the people, yani, engage in or fall into al-khata, mistakes, and dalal, misguidance, and hawa, following desires. مِنَ الْمَفَاسِدِ الْعَامَ وَالْخَاسَ Yani, from amongst those, yani, evils and corruptions, general and specific, that no one knows except Allah. Yani, the extent, the magnitude of the mistakes and errors and misguidance that we fall into as a result of this. وَيَتَرَتَّبْ عَلَى ذَلِكَ تَرْكُ الْحَقَّ الَّذِي مَعَ الْمُنَازِعِ نُصْرَةً نُصْرَةً لِلْهَوَى وَبَغْضًا لِلشَّخْصَ الَّذِي جَاءَ بِهِ فَيُوجِبُ لَهُ بُغْضًا مَا مَعَهُ مِنَ الْحَقِّ And this is one of the tremendous harms, one of the great evils of differing and being divided and separated and boycotting and disputing and mutual hatred of one another, is that yani it also results in the abandonment of the truth, which is with the adversary, the one who you are in dispute with. You abandon the truth that is with that person in order to support the hawa, the desire that you are following, out of hatred for the person who has come with that truth. Yani, you know it's the truth, but because you hate the person who came with it, you abandon the truth because of who brought it. وَلَوْ جَاءَ بِهِ الشَّيْطَانِ Even if shaitan came with the truth, guess what? As the Prophet ﷺ told Abu Huraira, yani, he's a great liar, but he told the truth. In the recitation of what? Ayatul Kursi. When? But when should you recite it? Huh? Before sleeping? Also after every salah? Yani, but especially before going to sleep, he told him, before you go, then you'll be protected from shaitan. And there are various narrations of this, the importance of Ayatul Kursi. So here we find that a person, as a result of this hatred and boycotting and disputing, they abandon the truth, which is with the person that they are in dispute with, or they are at a difference with, in order to support their desires, out of hatred of that person who has come with this truth, and this necessitates that he hate what that person has come with of the truth. Yani, because you hate that person, so you hate the truth that he has brought. فَيُجِبْ لَهُ بُغْدْ مَا مَعَهُ مِنَ الْحَقِّ And you hate that which he brings with of the truth. فَيَحْصُلْ بِسَبَبِ ذَلِكَ And as a result of this, yani, there occurs ghibah, backbiting, and namima, tail-bearing, and si'aya, slander, مَا هُوَ مِنْ أَكْبَرَ الْمَعَاصِ Yani, that which is from the greatest of sins, take place as a result of what? Of, yani, rejecting the truth out of hatred of the one who brought it. Because of our what? Dividing amongst ourselves and splitting and disputing and boycotting and hatred of one another, we end up in, yani, some of the greatest sins that a person can commit, such as backbiting and slander and tale-bearing. And this, there's no end to it, on and off the internet. Backbiting, slandering, tale-bearing, people just fabricating, making up stuff against the people that they don't like. وَيَتَحَيَّرْ مريد الهدى وحسن القصد إذا كان قليل البصيرة فلا يحتدي لسبيله ولا يدري أي طائفتين يتبعه في قيله And as a result of this, the person who wants the right guidance, who is seeking right guidance, and who have good intention, حسن القصد, as a result, that person becomes confused, and they wander aimlessly. يعني, if they only have a little bit, يعني قليل البصيرة, the person who doesn't have great insight. The ordinary person who doesn't have al-basira, that person becomes confused by this. And don't we see so many people who became confused? They don't know which party is right or wrong. All of them saying they're upon the haq, they're calling to the truth. But they are differing, splitting, boycotting, slandering, hating one another. And the person who wants right guidance, whose intent is sincere, They don't know which one to go with. They don't know who to follow. Wallahi, the people are confused. They are confused. Due to what? Little bit of insight. Not having insight into the affairs. So therefore they are not guided to the right way. And they don't know which one to follow. And then you find, the Shaykh says, this is Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'adi, rahimahullah, may Allah have mercy upon him. And he wrote this as though he's writing it for us today. The one who has sayyi al-qasd, muttabi'u lihawai, yani the person who has evil intention, who's only following his desires, finds majalan yajulu fihi bi'arad al-ulama wa-salihin wa-ulat al-umur al-muslimin, finds an open field, naam, to range, to roam freely, to attack and to discredit the honor of the scholars and the righteous people and the rulers, yani those who have charge over the affairs of the Muslims. Yani the person who has evil intent, who follows their desires, finds an open field, yani to attack and to accuse and to discredit the honor of the scholars and the righteous and those who have charge over the affairs of the Muslims. So this person attributes their speech, their view, their position to a particular ta'ifa, one of the groups, and then yani covers theirself, yaltabis bilibasiha, covers theirself with the clothing of that particular group, meaning they present themselves as though they're from this group or that group. Yani they pretend to be from some group of the people who are upon the sunnah, who are from the people of righteousness. They clothe themselves in their clothing, in their outer garments, over the qalb, a heart of a munafiq, makkar, mukhadi', yani a person who is a hypocrite, a person who is a yani schemer, a plotter, a swindler, a mukhadi', a deceiver, a cheater, a crook. But they what? They wear the clothing of one of these groups in order to attribute their position and their views to that group in order to deceive the people. And in this way they are able to reach their goals, their filthy, khabitha, maqaid, maqasid, al-khabitha, their evil, filthy goals. And they are able to plant seeds, budur, many seeds, in the hearts of those who identify with that particular group. Yani, as much as they can, they plant the seeds in the hearts of the people who identify with that group. And who think that this person is with their group. And this results in, or produces, al-khizya wal-fadiha, yani it produces disgrace and it produces humiliation. Yani it exposes the corruption and the evil and the yani falsehood and the defects of the people. So they become humiliated and disgraced and degraded. And this is not walaysa al-asif ala halak min hadha sha'nuhu. And we are not sorry. There's no sorrow over the person, yani over the destruction of the person who this is their affair and this is the extent of their intent, yani evil intending people. There's no sorrow over the destruction of those people for innahu bi sabili man halaka, because this person is taking the path or the road of the one who will be destroyed. But rather there's sorrow and there's regret over yani every bit of it for the one who يلقي إليه سمعه ويمكنه من قلبه ولبه ويسقي إليه ظن نصحه وهو في الحقيقة أكبر عدو غاش. يعني regret is over who? The one who lends an ear to this person, who listens to him and gives him يعني يمكنه, gives him the ability to have authority and control and influence over his heart and over his mind. يعني the people who innocently, out of ignorance, they don't know any better, they give ear to these people and they give them the ability and the power and the control to influence their heart and their mind. And they listen to whatever they say and they repeat whatever they hear and they pass it on, they believe it and they act upon it. Like cattle. Wallahi. Like cattle. They take whatever they are given and they are deceived. And in reality, they do this, the Shaykh, he says, they pay, give full attention to them, ظَنَّ نُصْحَهُ, because they think he is a sincere advisor. وَهُوَ فِي الْحَقِيقَةِ, and in reality, He is the greatest enemy and the greatest cheater or deceiver. Yani, most deceptive of their enemies. And these are some of the results that yani come from al-ikhtilaf. These are some of the products of ikhtilaf. And then the Shaykh goes on to say, yani, in the last paragraph, and also from the harmful effects and the evils of ikhtilaf and differing and disputing and separation and boycotting, from its evil effects is that yani the evil one who wants to sow dissension and cause confusion and fitna, the evil one gradually is able gradually yani istadrij bil muftariqina yani from iftiraq muftariqina yani those who have been separated, who are divided amongst themselves. As the Prophet ﷺ said, iftaraqa al-yahood. Yani the yahood became divided amongst themselves into 71 sects and the Christians in 72. And he said, فَتَفْتَرِقْ أُمَّتِي عَلَى يعني ثَلَاثٍ وَسَبْعِينَ فِرْقَ. And my ummah will also be divided. So these people have been divided. Gradually he's able to cause al-mubaada al-muhajra. Yani for them to become more and more distant and alienated from one another, and to boycott one another until they reach the point لَا يَتَعَلَّمَ بَعْدُهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدٍ وَلَا يَنْصَحُ بَعْدُهُمْ بَعْدًا, so that such that they don't learn from one another anymore, and they don't advise one another anymore. فَيُدِيعُ مِنَ الْمَصَالِي, and as a result of this, they waste and they neglect and they lose out on many benefits التي هم بصددها لو كانوا مجتمعين. Yani those things that they would have been busied with and occupied with and concerned about if they were united, they lose all of these benefits. And from them are yani من أحمل واجبات, some of the most important obligatory duties they will lose out on because they are divided. وأكبر الكربات, and some of the greatest of the things that bring one near to Allah, they will lose out on this because of being divided. وَأَجَلِّ الطَّاعَاتِ, and from some of the most noble and lofty acts of obedience, they will lose out on all of this simply because what? Because they are divided and because they become alienated from one another and they boycott one another such that they don't learn from one another and they don't advise one another, and due to this differing and separation and being divided, they lose out on all of these great benefits. And the Shaykh said, وَإِلَى غَيْرِ ذَلِكَ, and even other benefits, great benefits, that يعني من طمعي أعضائهم بهم, يعني from those things that are desired and that their enemies strive to cause to befall them, لِتَفَرُّقِ كَلِمَتِهِمْ وَتَشَتُّطِ أَمْرِهِمْ, and this is due to what? All of this loss is due to tafarruq kalimatihim, due to their word being divided, meaning they are not united upon taking a stand upon the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They become disunited. And due to their affair being dissolved, being scattered, being dispersed, yani tashattut amrihim, yani because they are not united and they have not come together and joined with one another and work and cooperate with one another, ta'awun ala al-birr wa taqwa, they lose yani all of these great benefits. These are some of the benefits that the Shaykh has mentioned here, and yani perhaps it does require some reflection yani due to the yani importance of these affairs. But for the sake of time, we'll just proceed to the next chapter, and that is yani the benefits of ittifaq al-muslimin, of the Muslims being in agreement, وَتَحَابِّهِمْ, and the Muslims having love and mutual love and affection for one another, وَالسَّعِي, and striving for this affair, for the unity yani of the Muslims and having love for one another. Yani the Shaykh says, فَصْلٌ فِي فَوَاعِدِ اتِّفَاقِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, yani chapter concerning the benefits of the Muslims being in agreement, اتِّفَاقِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, being in agreement, not in disagreement all the time. وَتَحَابِهِمْ, and them loving one another and striving for this. What are some of the benefits? He says, وَهَذَا هُوَ الْمَطْلُوبُ وَالْمَقْصُودُ, this is what is required, this is what is requested, this is what is sought, this is what is sought, this is the matlub, and this is the maqsood, this is what is intended yani by this speech. يعني الذي جرى الكلام لأجله. All of this discussion that we're having, that his sheikh is saying here, it is in يعني for this. It is, this is what is being يعني sought, and this is what is intended by all of this speech. وهو المقصد, it is the goal, it is the aim. الذي فيه يرغب المصلحون. It is, this is the affair that the people of Islah, who are trying to rectify and make peace between the Muslims and improve their affairs, this is what they are calling the people and encouraging people to. يعني to unite the Muslims and to have love for one another. وَإِلَيْهِ شَمَّرَ الْمُشَمِّرُونَ. And this is what those who work hard, as they say in English, who roll up the sleeves like they are ready to go to work, this is what they work hard for. وَبِهِ تَنَافَسَ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. And this is what the people who compete over. Compete over what? Of spreading discord and fitna and confusion? No. Yani compete with one another in uniting the Muslims and bringing about love between the Muslims. Based upon yani at-tamassuk, holding fast to the habl of Allah, the rope of Allah, the deen of Allah, the Quran and the Sunnah, as it was understood by the first generations of the Muslims, the Sahaba and the Tabi'in and Atba'a Tabi'in and those who followed in their way. Yani striving to bring about love and unity and closeness of the Muslims. وَلِمِثْلِهِ فَلْيَعْمَلَ الْعَامِلُونَ. And it is for the like of this that the workers should work for. This is what people should work towards, and that is due to what it contains of المصالي العظيمة والمهمات الجسيمة. Yani because this matter of uniting the Muslims and bringing about love, mutual love between the Muslims, it contains many, many tremendous benefits and many, many great, yani important affairs, things of great importance. وَبِالْجُمْلَةِ فَجَمِيعُ الْمَفَاسِدِ الَّتِي ذُكِرَتْ وَالَّتِي لَمْ تُذْكَرْ. And yani some of the manuscripts of this book, the wording is a little bit different, but the wording that I have in front of me here is like this, and that's how I'm going to read it. Yani he said, generally, overall, بالجملة, overall, فجميع المفاسد, all of the harms and evils, التي ذكرت, which have been mentioned, والتي لم تذكر, and which have not been mentioned. يعني what we have mentioned in the summary, and what we left out, that we didn't mention, due to the summarization of the topic. All of those مفاسد, all of those evils, and all of those harms. يعني the harms of تهاجر, يعني boycotting, and تباغد, mutual hatred, and تدابر, turning your backs to one another, بِهَذَا الْأَمْرِ تَزُولُ. All of those harms are eliminated. By what? By striving towards the unity of the Muslims and bringing about love between them. وَتَصِلُ بِصَاحِبِهَا إِلَى كُلِّ خَيْرٍ وَتَأُولُ. And so, يعني this striving to unite the Muslims and bring about love between the Muslims and unity, يعني in cooperation, this will bring the person who has all of those issues, all of those harms and evils, يعني hatred, and yani boycotting and differing, yani it will bring that person from that condition, and in the end, yani result in bringing them to kullu khair, to every khair. Yani tasilu, it will cause him to reach, wa ta'ulu, and it will bring him in the end to every khair. Wa fihi, and in one of the manuscripts it has fabihi, yani, and with this, yani uniting the Muslims and striving towards the unity of the Muslims and love of the Muslims for one another, تَحْصُلُ الْخَيْرَاتِ. All kinds of khair are achieved. وَتَنْزِلُ الْبَرَكَاتِ. And every type of barakah descends. وَتُسْتَجَابُ الدَّعَوَاتِ. And supplications, yani requests to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are answered. وَتُبَدَّلُ السَّيِّئَاتِ بِالْحَسَنَاتِ. And evil deeds are exchanged for good deeds, due to striving towards the unity of the Muslims and love of one another, an agreement and harmony amongst the Muslims. And due to the agreement of the word of the Muslims, بِاتِّفَاق كَلِمَةِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, yani the Muslims uniting in their word, in their position, in their stand, in this way, يَجْتَمِيَ شَمْلِ الدِّينَ, yani the affair of the deen is brought together instead of it being scattered and separated. And also, due to this, يعني يحصل لهم بذلك في الأرض العزة والتمكين. And the people, as a result of this, in the earth, they will have عزة. يعني the Muslims will have يعني might and honor and تمكين, authority and power in the earth. Unlike what we see today. وَبِهِ يَزِيدُ الْإِسْلَامُ وَالْإِيمَانُ. And due to this striving to unite the word of the Muslims and bringing the Muslims together, Islam and Iman, the person's Islam and Iman will be increased. And this is because Al-Iman, according to Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, is قول وعمل. It is speech and action. يَزِيدُ بِالطَّاعَةِ وَيَنْقُصْ بِالْمَعَصِيَةِ. And it increases with obedience and decreases with disobedience. Yani, how is it that Iman increases? Yani, through speech or action. It increases with obedience and it decreases with disobedience. So striving in this affair, yani, to unite the Muslims and bring love between them, is from the greatest acts of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَيَزِيدُ بِهِ الْإِيمَانِ دَرَجَاتِ. And in this way, due to this, being an act of great act of obedience, the person who strives to comply with this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a result of that, they will be increased in their iman many degrees. وَبِالتَّعَالُفْ وَالْإِجْتِمَاء. And by the Muslims coming together, وَالْإِجْتِمَاء, joining together, yani, as a group, a jama'ah, then also what will be achieved? A ta'awun, cooperation. And if the Muslims are separated, how will there be ta'awun? وَتَعَوُنُ عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. How will this cooperation and piety and righteousness take place if the Muslims are divided, are separated, are disputing, are boycotting and hating one another? How will it ever happen? But rather the coming together of the Muslims and the uniting of the Muslims through it, yani a ta'awun, cooperation in all of the characteristics of righteousness and piety and khair are achieved. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Nisa, 4th Surah, 114th ayat, لَا خَيْرَ فِي كَثِيرٍ مِنْ نَجْوَاهُمْ إِلَّا مَنْ أَمَرَ بِصَدَقَةٍ أَوْ مَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ إِصْلَاحٍ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. And this is a very important ayat. Yani, the tafsir of this ayat, Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di's tafsir of this ayat is revealing. Yani, but yani, will suffice to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in this ayat that there is no khair in many of their secret gatherings. إِلَّا مَنْ أَمَرُ بِصَدَقَةٍ. With the exception, there's no khair in it, meaning there's no good in it. Rather, in some cases, there's harm in these secret discussions and gatherings that are taking place. Not just no khair, but rather there's harm. And some of the people, I remember in Saudi Arabia, in Riyadh, yani some people, we were at a dawra, yani where the scholars were teaching, and some people were calling, individual people, calling them out and saying, you know, we want to talk to some of y'all. And then, yani, they were saying, we're going to have a meeting in this certain place. This is in Saudi Arabia, in Riyadh. This is for 15 years ago. And what they were doing, were having secret meetings in order to call the people to their agendas and warn the people, yani, and slander the scholars and the people of Sunnah. And this is taking place everywhere across the earth. There's no good. Rather, there's some harm in many of these gatherings, except with the exception of those who enjoin, yani, command, with sadaqah, giving charity, and ma'roof, every kind of good, and islah bayn al-nas, and the rectification and making peace between the disputing Muslims. Yani islah bayn al-nas, rectifying the affairs of the Muslims, making peace between them. And this last matter, islah bayn al-nas, is really critical to the topic that we're talking about now, and the importance of it, yani, from amongst the good that comes from gatherings and meetings of the people, from amongst the greatest of good, is islah bayn al-nas, rectifying the affairs of the people and making peace between them. So, yani, as we were saying in, before we broke for the adhan, yani, from the most important of the affairs of khair that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that comes about from the gatherings of the people is islah bayn al-nas. And this is very, very important. Many times we come to know that there are groups and there are individuals and people even from the same family who have disputes and differences, and they have boycotted one another and separated from one another, and yani, the rectification of the differences between the Muslims and bringing the people together and reconciling between them is from the greatest kinds of khair. And from in this meaning, yani, the Shaykh brings the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and keeping in mind that yani, this ayat that we just read from Surah An-Nisa, keeping in mind that whoever does these things sincerely seeking the pleasure of Allah, then they will earn a great reward. And this is an indication that whoever does these things, the khair in them is that a person does it with the intention of seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever we do seeking the pleasure of Allah, that is in accordance with the sunnah, in accordance with the sharia, and we can expect yani an ajr azim. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ala ukhbirukum bi afdala min darajat as-siyam wal-qiyam was-sadaqa." Shall I not inform you of that which is better than the degree or the level of as-siyam wal-qiyam was-sadaqa, yani fasting and standing in the night? And in some of the narrations says as-siyam was-salat was-sadaqa, yani salat in general. Yani what is greater than as-siyam and salat, or is better than, afdal min darajat, yani the level that a person achieves by fasting and praying and charity? Shall I not inform you of that? Yani which is afdal, preferable, better than this, superior to this? قالوا بلى يا رسول الله. They said, indeed, O Messenger of Allah, he said, إصلاحوا ذات البيني. Yani making peace, reconciliation between disputing parties, people who are divided, making peace between them, making reconciliation between them. فَإِنَّ فَسَادَ ذَاتِ الْبَيْنِ هِيَ الْحَالِقَةِ. Yani, the thing that is better than prayer and charity and fasting is making reconciliation between the people who have disputes amongst themselves. For indeed, فَسَادَ ذَاتِ الْبَيْنِ, yani causing dissension between the people, this is the حَالِقَة. And in a narration of this hadith it says, لَا أَقُولُ حَالِقَةَ الشَّعْرِ. I am not saying the halika. Yani halika means the thing that you shave with. Yani that you shave the head with, right? The halika. Yani he said, in a narration it says, the Prophet ﷺ is saying, لا أقول حالك الشعر. I don't mean the shaver that you shave your head with, ولكن حالك الدين. حالك الدين. Yani, but rather what is meant by this? The thing that shaves the deen. حالك الدين means halik. Yani halik means halak. Yani halak, destruction. That which destroys the deen, yani that which uproots it, in the same way that a razor removes the hair from its roots, from the scalp of the head, likewise this dissension, causing dissension amongst the people, yani destroys the deen from its root, not just from the surface but at its root. And so ayyi daraja a'zam, yani what level or what degree is greater than this degree in which, yani, زادت بها على أمهات الفضائل, that a person will be increased due to it above the أمهات الفضائل, yani those fundamental, the mothers of fadail, meaning the fundamental, yani virtuous deeds, yani the salat and siyam and sadaqa. Yani, what degree is greater than this degree that makes a person increase to a level that's higher than the level of those who engage in the most fundamental of virtuous deeds, that is prayer and fasting and charity. And this hadith, yani, has some discussion also that's very, very important. Suffice it to say that the Shaykh is using it to emphasize the importance of reconciling between the Muslims, bringing about love and mutual love between the Muslims, and eliminating dissension and disputing and hatred and boycotting of one another. He is bringing this hadith as a proof of the importance of this fundamental matter, even to the extent that some of the scholars said that the meaning here of salat and zakat and siyam is not voluntary zakat and siyam and salat. Some of the scholars said that the meaning here, that this deed, reconciling between the Muslims, is not meant that it's greater than voluntary prayers, rather obligatory prayers, and obligatory charity, and obligatory fasting. And that's because that the dissension between the Muslims leads to many things. From amongst them, it leads to the violation of people's honor. It leads to the taking of people's wealth. And it leads to the shedding of the blood of the Muslims. Yani, reconciling between the Muslims and eliminating these evils is not greater than the salat that a person benefits themselves with, and the siyam that a person only benefits themselves with. Some of the scholars of Islam said that the meaning here, the intent, is salat. على إطلاقه, يعني salat in general, and zakat and siyam, and Allah knows best. In any case, the point is that this affair of making reconciliation between the Muslims is of the greatest of affairs. And the Shaykh, he ends this chapter with a hadith that also requires some discussion, but there's no time, and the iqama is upon us. But the Shaykh, he mentions, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Rather, I should mention that the previous hadith is mentioned by At-Tirmidhi, it's narrated by At-Tirmidhi, Abu Dawud, and Ahmed, and Malik. and the narration of it, لا أقول حالقة, and that clarifies what is meant by the shaiva, that it means the thing that destroys the deen, is also narrated by At-Tirmidhi and Ahmed. And the final hadith that the Shaykh mentions, he says that, I mean, it is said here that it is reported by Imam Muslim, Abu Dawud, At-Tirmidhi, and Ibn Majah, and Ahmed, rahimahumullah, rahmatan wasiya. Yani, the Shaykh, here he brings this hadith. He begins with Wallahi, and in some of the narrations says Walladhi nafsi biyadihi, and most of the narrations don't mention the oath in the beginning of it, but in any case this is how he narrated: Wallahi ba Allah la tadkhulul jannata hatta tu'minu. You will not enter the paradise until you believe. Yani no one will enter the paradise absolutely without discussion except the person who has iman. And this is ala itlaqi. La tadkhulul janna hatta tu'minu. You will not enter the jannah until you believe. وَلَا تُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى تَحَابُوا. And you will not believe until you have love for one another. And here the scholars of hadith say, وَلَا تُؤْمِنُوا is not عَلَى إِطْلَاقِ. It doesn't mean that you will not believe, that you will not be a believer at all, but rather you will not have complete and perfect iman until you love one another, until you have love for one another. Meaning, you will not enter the Jannah until you believe is absolute. You have to have iman to enter Jannah. But not, yani, having iman and except that you love one another is not absolute. Rather, your iman will not be complete and will not be perfect until you love one another. It doesn't mean that if a Muslim doesn't have love for all the Muslims, that he doesn't have iman. Rather, his iman will not be, or her iman will not be complete and perfect. So you will not enter the Jannah until you believe, and you will not believe until you love one another. And then the Prophet said, أَفَلَا أُخْبِرُكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ أَفْشُ السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Shall I not inform you of a matter which if you were to do it, you were to act upon it, you will love one another. It will bring about love between you, and it will be a cause of bringing about love, eliminating dissension and division and hatred of one another and separating and disputing. What is the cure for this? What will eliminate this? He said, it will cause you to love one another, and if you love one another, you will have iman and you will enter Jannah and you will be united instead of separated. If you love one another, what is the cure? أَفْشُ السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Spread salams amongst yourselves. Spread salams, yani, meaning give sincere salams. Yani, make dua for the Muslims when you meet them. Ask that the salam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon them, sincerely from your heart. Yani, with a voice that shows sincerity and love for one another. And this is a matter that our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this will cause love to come between the Muslims. This is not a light matter. Yani, when you see someone, assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum. La, 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 this is something important. This is dua. Yani, asking for the salam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be upon a human being. Afshu salam baynakum. The Shaykh, he says, clothing, فَرَتَّبَ دُخُولَ الْجَنَّةِ عَلَى وُجُودَ الْإِيمَانِ. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this hadith, he has mentioned it in such a way that he said, the result, or the only way that a person will enter Jannah, yani he has joined them together. Yani as a consequence, one of another, is that no one will enter Jannah unless there is iman present, that person has iman. And then he has said also that the presence of iman, yani the presence of iman is a condition for the achievement of loving of one another. The presence of iman, yani, is a condition. رَتَّبَ وُجُودَ الْإِيمَانِ عَلَى حُصُولِ التَّحَابَ. Yani, if you want to achieve love of one another, then there has to be iman. If you want to enter Jannah, yani, there has to be iman. And if you want to have iman, you have to love one another. And he said that this, yani, love of one another, الَّذِي هُوَ سَبَبُ الْإِتْلَافِ. Yani, it is the cause of the people being united, coming together. Yani, being in harmony with one another, the hearts being tied together. It is due to what? Love of one another. Yani, people will not be united with one another if they don't love one another. So the Shaykh, he is saying here that, yani, the people, you will not have iman until you love one another. And this love, it is the primary cause of the people being united. وَنَبَّهَ عَلَى الدَّوَىٰ لِهَذَا. And he has also brought to our attention, what is the dawa? What is the medicine? What is the cure for this? Yani, for this what? For this ikhtilaf. What is the cure for the ikhtilaf? It is ifsha as-salam. Yani, spreading the salams. Yani, he's bringing this out in this hadith. Nabbaha ala dawali hadha. Yani, hadha meaning what? The ikhtilaf. What is its cure? Spreading salams. لِأَنَّ لِينَ الْكَلَامِ. Because soft and gentle speech, الَّذِي مِنْ أَجَلِّهِ إِفْشَاءَ السَّلَامِ, from the greatest of it, the most lofty and noble of lean speech or soft, gentle speech, is spreading the salams. This lean gentleness in speech, مِنْ أَكْبَرَ الدَّوَاعِ لِذَلِكَ, it is from the greatest things that call to that, ذَلِكَ, meaning that call to اِعْتِلَاف, joining the people together, وَالتَّحَابُ, and they're being loved for one another. Yani the Shaykh is saying here what? That the Prophet ﷺ is bringing to our attention here that the cure for the ikhtilaf, it is spreading salams. And that is because gentle, soft speech, and the greatest of gentle, soft speech is spreading salams, that this gentleness in speech is from the greatest things that call to i'tilaf, joining together, unity, and loving one another. And I'm saying that, yani, we cannot do justice to this fully in the time that we have, but what the Shaykh has gathered here in these few pages, yani, is tremendous. And any one of these affairs, if a person reflects upon it, then they will find tremendous benefit. But the benefit, yani, that we find in it will not be completed, and it will not be perfected, and we will not achieve, yani, what is intended by it, unless we act upon it. Unless we realize and accept the reality that striving towards the unity of the Muslims, in what way? Yani, in the way that Allah has legislated. Unity of the Muslims, yani, by gathering together upon the deen of Allah. اَتَصِمُ وَتَمَسُّقْ بِدِينِ اللَّهِ, yani, joining together by holding fast to the deen of Allah. Yani, striving for this goal and this great objective and the fulfillment of this command is from the greatest of affairs that will bring about much good for us, and it will bring about good for us individually in this world and in the next, and it will bring about good for the Muslim Ummah. And this is something that's obligatory upon every individual member of the Ummah, whether it is the leaders or the scholars or the common people. It's incumbent upon us to reflect on ourselves and see, what is the role that I am playing in this? What am I going to do about this? What effort will I make to call people properly and correctly, with gentleness and kindness and compassion and wisdom, to the sunnah, the pure sunnah of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the correct aqidah, the true manhaj of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yani, what role will I play in calling people to this? Yani, in a way that will enable people, yani, to look at and to consider and perhaps accept this call. And it is only based upon the manhaj of the Salaf that the Muslims can be united. Yani, we can't be united, yani, upon falsehood, upon deviation, upon corruption. Rather, we can only be united by a tamassuk bi deenillah, and this requires that we have ilman wa amalan, that we know what is Allah's deen, how to call to Allah's deen, and that we act upon it. May Allah make us of those who understand the importance of this matter, the magnitude of it, the nature of this affair, and its reality, so that we beg Allah that He grant us the tawfiq to understand it, to accept it, and to act upon it. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayka.